James Giles of Buffalo Peacemakers is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line talking about violence in schools after the stabbing at McKinley High School this week. James, peacemakers have been part of the security plan for Buffalo schools, but it seems, you know, there's more security than there's ever been, and it's still not enough.
What's really going on? And good morning, and thank you for inviting me. But what's really going on, and a lot of people are not understanding, is not how much security you got, because our children, we have about, I estimate about 80 children that at any given time are capable of exacting violence or creating situations that result in violence. That's throughout our school system, and they're sagacious and very shrewd and cunning. They know how to circumvent security measures. It's not that, you know, it's not that a lack of enough security. That is not going to help. The incident on McKinley, one of the girls let some kids in that she had no business letting these individuals in school. You can see her talking to somebody outside. You can see her on her phone doing something, going headed to the door. So when you have things like that and you have children like that, you know, it's not the security measure. Yes, we need security there. Yes, it's important to have security there. It's even and we had wanted, ideally, but the district didn't do it this year. We wanted to have peacemakers inside the schools, because what happens then is everything that's about to happen, these are the relationships that our peacemakers develop with students, everything that's about to happen, they're able to intervene in that and sometimes interrupt that from happening. You know, it's not that they don't necessarily talk to security, but not as many children talk to security or talk to administration, you know, because they're scared, afraid of reprisals. But they talk to us, you know, because everybody knows what we're there for, just to stop them from harming each other.
In this case, I think the one thing that has a lot of people scratching their heads is how do these students end up in school together after being involved in another violent incident just a couple months ago downtown in Buffalo, and here they are just walking the hallways together inside the same Buffalo school. Why is that happening? I mean, is that something that maybe should be easily avoided, making, you know, your job and the job of everyone else who's trying to help things easier?
Very simply, two things. If the principal would have been notified, sometimes, you know, they're far away from the attendance and far away from understanding what's going on. I spoke with the principal. He had no idea that the same individual that was in the stabbing a few months earlier downtown, both of those students were in his school. So he had no idea. So that's a communication problem, you know, and we have to begin to develop measures to strengthen the communication. We didn't know. Had we known, we would have let them, you know, at the very beginning of school, hey, you got the two young men that were involved in a shoot, in a stabbing, you got them walking the halls now, you guys got to be on alert, or we'll come in and, you know, and begin to pull them apart and begin to have conversation with them before they start creating stuff. That's just a breakdown in communication, and sometimes that happens. But, you know, the district has been notified that the principal and security, they're now developing measures so that things like that do not happen. Attendance and guidance counselors that get rosters, you know, they have to pay attention to what's going on outside, because it will invariably erupt inside if they're not paying attention to that. And we try to provide information relative to that when we're informed. None of us had no idea that both of those were attending McKinley. We knew about the incident, but we didn't have any idea.
Now, is that because of legal proceedings? And, you know, when they're juveniles in court, their names are not released. I mean, does that include the schools? Does there need to be maybe a look at a law here to be able to better inform schools? You know, maybe their names are not released publicly, but we can at least let people who are very close to the situation know who these people involved are.
Yeah, and the systems generally will do that. You know, just there's a shared conversation that goes on with the peacemaker security, Buffalo police, and school administrator. There, we have these conversations, you know, and when it's when it comes to light that that is the case, you know, this was just a case where here's a student, the incident happened. Some, most of us were aware of the incident happening. We just was not aware of the both of them attending the same school. Now, and so should he have been tracked? Should both of those students have been tracked? Simply yes, because both of them are in high school. We need to find out and make sure they're not landing in the same place, you know. But that's kind of afterthought, you know. And people, it's always perfect when you talk about that. But there is communication that goes on all the time between law enforcement, between what's happening with students. And there is a measure that ties law enforcement's hand from doing so much and ties the system hand from doing some sharing information. You know, you can't make that stuff public. But within that inner circle, yeah, that information is shared when everyone has access to the information. It is shared. So I guess they just missed the mark on that one.
Hey, James, we're glad you could join us. Thank you. We'll be in touch.
Okay. All right.
That's James Giles of Buffalo Peacemakers with us on WBEN.